Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Welcome to Hope for Today. We are so glad that you joined us. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 22 other major languages. And why do we teach from the Bible? Because the Bible is the only source of lasting hope. It is God's Word. You know as well as I do that we can't rely on the words of men, because men change. Think of all the unkept promises people make. Maybe even specific promises to you, personally. But God is unchanging. He keeps His promises. The psalmist David said in Psalm 119:89, "Forever, O Lord, Your word is settled in heaven." You and I can depend on God's word. Because God's word is unchanging and reliable, we share this teaching with many people around the world. And we receive many testimonies of lives that have been transformed by the power of the gospel. If this program touches your heart and life, we'd love to hear from you. Stay tuned, and I'll give you our contact information at the end of this program. Now here is Pastor J. Mark with today's teaching.
Many years ago, someone made this statement, "Love is the greatest force in the whole world." But long before that, the Apostle Paul wrote what has been called the greatest dissertation on love. It's recorded for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and Paul concluded his description with these words, "And now abide faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Some time ago, a listener wrote to me to tell me that he had discovered a whole new body of literature when he read the New Testament. As he read the Gospels, he saw that Jesus is true love. The golden text of the Bible is still true. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3 and verse 16. And so today I want to talk to you about love symbolized from John chapter 13 and verses 1 through 11. And you know, this is likely one of the most misunderstood acts that Jesus performed while He was here on earth. So listen to these words of Jesus from John chapter 13 and verses 1 to 11. "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour was come that He should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved His own which were in the world, He loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and that He was come from God and went to God, He riseth from supper, and laid aside His garments, and took a towel, and girded Himself. After that, He poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith He was girded. Then cometh He to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto Him, Lord, dost Thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do Thou knowest not now, but Thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto Him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto Him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, He that is washed needs only to wash his feet, because he is clean every whit. And you are clean, but not all of you. For He knew who should betray Him. Therefore He said, You are not all clean." From this text, we will see the several situations in which Jesus symbolized love. The first situation we observe is the occasion. It was the feast of the Passover. It was a very important feast given to Israel by the Lord when they came out of Egypt in the time of Moses. The Passover commemorated their exodus from Egypt, and it was to be kept every year perpetually. Actually, the observance of the Passover commemorated the salvation of the firstborn son. In every family that carefully obeyed the instructions there in Egypt, the firstborn was delivered from death. The Passover was still being observed in the days of Jesus. In fact, he first observed the Passover in Jerusalem when he was 12 years old. We read about that in the Gospel of Luke, that Jesus went with Joseph and Mary and others from Nazareth to Jerusalem to observe the Passover when he was 12 years old. Now, in John chapter 13, Jesus is observing the Passover for the last time before he was crucified. As this occasion is introduced, the Apostle John, by the Holy Spirit, states that Jesus loved his own which were in the world. And not only that, he loved them unto the end. Let me explain that for you. I noticed in my Greek New Testament that the phrase, to the end, is eisthetos. That means to the uttermost, to the end of love, as far as love could go. So how did he show that love? He put water in a basin. It was a ceremonial washing when he would normally, as the governor of the Passover, wash his hands. But instead of washing his hands, he began to wash the disciples' feet. Now remember, the occasion was the celebration of the saving of the firstborn from death in the bondage of Egypt. And so Jesus went from one to another of his disciples. They were all reclining around the Passover table, and he came last to Peter. And that leads us to the second situation in which Jesus symbolized love. It was Peter's objection, and he made a strong one. He said, "You are not going to wash my feet." It was a washing procedure, and Jesus was washing the disciples' feet, but Peter objected very strongly when Jesus came to him. I think Peter must have been the last of the 12 disciples as Jesus had washed their feet. And he said very emphatically, "You're not going to do that. You're not going to wash my feet." But then Jesus responded to him and said, "If I do not wash you, then you have no part with me." Now I want you to see Peter's response. When he understood that this washing that Jesus was doing was absolutely necessary, then he said, "Oh Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. In other words, give me a bath." You see, Peter then was very anxious that he should have complete fellowship with Jesus. The objection was overridden. He had first said, "You're not going to do it." And then he said, "Do it well. Make sure you do it thoroughly, not only my feet, but also my head and my hands." And then there's a third situation where Jesus symbolized love, and that is the orders. He said, "Once you have been bathed or cleansed, all you need then is to wash the feet in order to be clean." The symbolism of this, of course, can be taken to the times in which Jesus lived. They had the central bathhouse in the village or the town. And to prepare for the Sabbath day, for example, the Jewish men would go to the bathhouse and bathe. After they had walked home, they would wash their feet and then they would be clean, because only their feet would have gotten dirty from the dust of the street. So Jesus said, "Once you have been cleansed, then all you need to do is wash your feet. You don't need to take a whole bath again." I want you to notice that Jesus was here symbolizing real cleansing. The cleansing of his love. I just showed you from the first verse that Jesus loved his own to the uttermost, and Jesus symbolized his extravagant love by washing their feet, even the feet of the one who was not clean. You recall he told Peter, "You are clean, but not all of you," because he said, "I know which one of you is going to betray me." So he said, "You are not all clean." We know that was Judas. This washing that Jesus did was not to cleanse their feet. It was to symbolize forgiving, cleansing love for them, even to the very end of love itself, to the uttermost. His love was big enough to take them all in, forgive them all, as varied as they were. Even the one who would betray him, Jesus was willing to cleanse. And you know, friend, it doesn't matter today what you've done. Jesus' love is enough to include you. He is willing to cleanse you. He is willing to cleanse all who come to him in faith. That's what I call surpassing love. Can you imagine Jesus, the Son of God, washing your feet? You might say like Peter, "No way, that's not right. It's backwards. He's the creator of all, and he is washing the feet of his creation, a human being. The creature, the human being, should be washing Jesus' feet." And you know, in a sense, you're right. But let me tell you something. Jesus did much more than wash his disciples' feet. He literally laid down his life for them on the cross. He died so that they might have eternal life. But it wasn't just for them. He did it for you and for me and for all people, past, present, and future. What Jesus was really demonstrating to us in this scene from our text today is how to serve those we love. And some Christ followers today still follow the example Jesus gave in this text. When they commemorate the Lord's table, they also wash the feet of their brother or sister as a way of saying, "I am here to serve you in any way I can, and I am even willing to lay down my life for you." And in doing this, they remember the words of Jesus when he said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to be great among you, let him be your servant. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." But you know, friend, you will never be able to love others like that until you first learn to love Jesus. And so I urge you, accept his love today.
My friend, was this teaching helpful? If you'd like a copy, either in print or a digital file, just contact us and ask for it by title, or log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org. The quickest way for you to connect with us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or a digital file of this teaching. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can request our Bible study guide, Hope Herald. It follows these radio programs and will help you learn more about what we're studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of the Hope Herald today. Here's the contact information one more time. Our email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org, or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching. It's available in print or a digital file, and you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, The Hope Herald. It will help you gain more value from our study in John. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, heraldsofhope.org. Now, I urge you to tune in next week as Pastor J. Mark continues our study from John's Gospel. You won't want to miss it. And until then, keep looking to Jesus. He's our hope for today and for every day.